Hello everyone, it's your coach, your boy, JJ Coach Joel Okwegwale on the beat. And today I'm going to be teaching you an interesting topic. Today we are going to be differentiating and identifying and expatiating on the difference between a mixed voice and a belt. Is it going to make sense? Are we going to do it right? Which one is which and what is what and how can you use both? Let us find out. Now, it's a very, very interesting technique to belt and also to use the mixed voice. But often at times people have confused the two of them together when they hear people sing it. Some people think belting has to do with being powerful and strong. Well, yes, belting has to be powerful and strong, but a mixed voice can also be powerful and strong, but still people fail to know the difference between these two. And that is what I'm going to be clarifying today. And for me to clarify further, you already know what the mixed voice is from the past previous podcast. Today, I'm going to be dwelling more on belting. Now, what exactly is belting? Here's the truth. Belting is using the lower register, which is the chest voice, to sing notes that are meant for the mixed voice or a little bit higher than that. Now, a lot of people would disagree because they've heard them say that you can belt with your mixed voice, you can belt with your head voice, but what exactly qualifies good belting? Now let's go anatomical. The vocal folds, when it comes to belting, I'm going to use my clap as an illustration. When the vocal folds are belting, on the normal movement of the vocal folds, this is how it moves when you are singing normally. But when it comes to belting, it kind of goes like this. I hope you understand. So you can see they're vibrating at their entire mass, and the closure is kind of slapping hard at each other. Now, that's how the vocal folds work. The fact that it's slapping hard doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to apply extreme force, but this is what is going on. When you are using your low note, that's a similar vibration of how the belting is. But the fact that you're using that low note to sing on a very high range, it has to respond in such a very, very hard closing way. Okay? Now, what is happening is the vocalis muscles are stiffened, and when the vocalis muscles are stiffened, it signifies that you're using the lower part of your voice. Now, you can't say you want to belt, you want to sing a high note with stiff vocalis muscles, but when it comes to belting, this becomes possible. So what am I trying to say? You can only belt when you are using your chest voice. But the fact that you're using your chest voice doesn't mean you are belting. A belt has to be high. What am I trying to say? A belt should not be low. For a belt to qualify as a belt, it has to be high, meaning you have to sing your chest register at a very high range. Now, oftentimes, if I ask anybody to do it like this without any clue on how to do it, they end up pulling chest voice or they end up straining and pushing, and some of them will scream and call it a belt. There's a very, very big difference. Okay, so how then can you belt? Oh, this is actually quite simple. As a matter of fact, belting seems like a very, very hard thing, especially when you hear people do it and then you are asked to do it your own self. It seems very difficult to do. But the truth is, belting is actually very easy. All it takes is just good breath support. That's one. Number two, airflow, proper airflow. And number three, the shape of your mouth. That's all it requires. Okay, now before I tell you how to actually do it, I'm gonna be differentiating the two. How does a mixed voice sound like, and how does a belt sound like? Now I'm about to scream, so whatever you hear, please forgive me. So if you want to belt, let's use Rock the World by The Script. If you want to hear what a belt sounds like, or you want to be able to apply the belt, you need to download the song Rock the World by The Script. Rock the World by The Script, T-H-E-S-C-R-I-P-T. All right, now the chorus goes like this. We rock the world. That's how the chorus is. We rock the world. Now that is a belt. But we also sing that with a mixed voice. It's going to be, we rock the world. As you can see, there's a lightness in it when I use the mix. We rock the world. But when I use the belt, we rock the world. Okay? So, the big question is, how was I able to belt without doing Now, this is one thing. When you are belting, always remember that what you are releasing is air. So you have to give yourself that sensation of how you feel when you are doing your normal Alright? Just like that. That's how the airflow is supposed to be. So how then do you make this possible? All you have to do is, first of all, when it comes to belting, you have to find what they call the yell timbre. I mean, the part of your voice that sounds like you are screaming or like you are yelling. Okay? Now, I'm going to be giving you an example from my own range. The part that feels like I'm yelling sounds like this. If it starts from a low note, Now this is my yelling part. Hey! Kind of sounds like you're shouting, hey, hey, come here, come here. Hey! You understand? So that is my yell timbre. Once you found that yell timbre, all you have to do with good breath support is just to spread your mouth with a relaxed tongue. So it's kind of like, hey! Now it sounds like you are screaming, but over time, using resonance, you'll be able to control its volume to sound pleasing. Hey! Now there's one thing that you should actually keep in mind. One thing you should actually keep in mind is, when it comes to the belting, your mouth shape is spreaded. And it only works for the vowel A and A. Okay, you can't belt with the O vowel. You can't belt with the U vowel. I don't think you can belt with the E vowel. So it's only the A and the A vowel that are good for belting. So I know the big question now is, what about situations where the high part of the song that demands that you belt as an O vowel? Let's take this Let It Go by, I don't know her name, but you know the song from Frozen. Let the storm rage on. They didn't say, let the storm rage on. All right. So we know it is let the storm rage on. But because it was a belt, it has to be earn. You understand? Alright? Otherwise, they would have just done, let the storm rage on. So, I hope you understand the difference between the mix now and the belt, and how you can actually approach the belt. So, next time, when you're belting, always remember to do it safe by simply spreading your mouth, relaxing your tongue so that the airflow will come out freely, and having a good breath support. Okay, And remember, don't overbelt. Oh, one more thing. Try to transfer the sound to the back of your head when you're belting. In other words, use head resonance. So I hope you've learned one or two things today, and I hope you're happy you learned. My name is Joel Okwegwali, and I'll see you next time.
And yes, you completed another episode just now. Our quote for today is, without music, life would be a mistake. And our song for today is God So Loved by We The Kingdom. If you've been with us from the very first day and you're here now, I just want to say that you're doing well. It's showing your dedication. Please keep it up, because you're helping yourself and nobody else. If you've not subscribed on Spotify and on AudioMac, the handle is The Making Musical Quantum Leaps, and on YouTube at Aiden School of Sound. You're welcome.